Can I just say the right part?
I'm riding around. I'm riding around.
Europa, it's like a highway, I guess, for everyone, tourists, local.
Grant Thompson is on his way to Mataranka from his home in the Aboriginal community of Nooka in southern Arnhem Land. But he's not driving a car today. He needs to get on a boat if he wants to get out of town.
Only way to get food in. Everyone's come here and wait at the boat landing for some food. Everyone's pretty local, everyone knows each other.
G'day there, I'm Dan Fitzgerald. The wet season has well and truly arrived in the Top End, cutting road access to many areas. For weeks now, and for some time to come, the only way in and out of Nooka will be by boat along the flooded Europa River. The wet season water taxi is more than just a passenger service though. It also carries food, furniture, white goods, and even the occasional pet, the 26 kilometres to and from the Europa Bar Causeway.
It's more than just a public transport, it's like a family going out to fishing. It's more than just a business, I reckon, because it's very helpful, especially it's this time of the season when it's water all over the place. And I think it's deliver so much than just carrying people from Europa Bar to Ngukur. You get to see the sights and crocodiles.
After all the passengers board, messages for people on the other side of the river, like requests for a delivery of an air conditioner, are passed on, and a quick refuel.
You got a phone number? No, I'll ring you. If I don't ring you, be here at 4.
The boat's pilot, Tom Crowe, starts the engines for a return journey back up to Europa Bar.
We're running a water taxi service from Europa Bar to Nooka and Yirrafunga during the wet season. Obviously they're isolated due to flood water. So yeah, we run freight and people daily.
How long have you been doing this run this wet season?
Well, it actually flooded in October for about, would have been about 2 weeks. So we did it for 2 weeks then, and then after Christmas, so yeah, start of January, we started doing boat trips every day. We'll probably be doing boat trips until June, I'd say. So from Christmas till June.
What sort of freight do you carry on the trips?
Yeah, so we've got capacity of up to 20 passengers. And yeah, we carry all sorts of things, like, you know, from bookcases to, we've actually got a cat on board at the moment. And and groceries every day from the store to Nooka.
So this is the main supply route for the Nooka store, the Nooka community store?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we just have a service every day for individual customers.
What's it like driving the boat at this time of the year?
They're long days. Like, some days I'll do 3 trips, so it's about 26 k's each way, so sometimes you're doing 200 kilometres a day on the river. You know, there's usually a lot of storms around, so you're soaking wet all day, and it can be quite stressful at times. And also when it's really flooded, it can be hard to get the boat in and out of the water.
Are there times where you can't get the boat in the water because of the flood?
No, you can always get it in the water. It just depends where you choose to do it. So when it's really deep, you have to launch from the roadway where the crossing is usually, so that makes your trip on the river a lot longer and more dangerous. The water's pretty, flowing really fast up that end of the river, so.
The Europa River's pretty well known for its crocodiles. Do you ever spot any on your journey?
Yeah, I see crocodiles every day. When the river's really flooded, you don't see so many because they're all trying to get away from the flood water, you know, the fast-moving water. But, usually see one or two.
What's the most unusual thing you've seen on your trip down the river?
Oh, there's always something going on, but yesterday we were cruising down and there was a log that was floating down the river, but it was actually floating the wrong way, like it wasn't going with the current, so got a bit closer and it turned out to be a buffalo swimming across I don't know why. Maybe a crocodile dragged it in and it got away, I don't know. But he was a good swimmer.
Now, to put that in context, we're on the Roper River at the moment and it might be 200 metres wide. It was swimming all the way across.
Yeah, it swam all the way across, yep.
Have you ever seen that before?
No, I've seen kangaroos swimming across, snakes, stuff like that, but never buffalo.
For passengers on the boat, the ride up the river is often a scenic start to a long journey into town.
My name's Courtney Collins. I'm a writer based in Nooka at the Art Centre out here with my partner Jude. I'm heading into Katherine for a bit of R&R to see some mates and have a wine.
How often have you done this trip on the boat?
Well, we just got back a few weeks ago from being down south, so made the journey in the opposite direction. And it kind of always marks, you know, the beginning of a new time, because it's not like you do it every weekend, so it's usually, you know, a few weeks before you kind of cross to the other side. It's a bit of a journey into Katherine or Darwin from Nooka, especially now, because both rivers are up and the roads are a mess, really. So it feels like a bit of a pilgrimage when you step on the boat, like the pilgrimage has begun.
What's the most interesting thing you've seen on your journey up and down the Roper?
I guess the thing that always strikes me is how changeable it is. Like the river, you know, it comes up and down and really kind of changes dimension a lot. Every time I've been on the boat ride, it looks different because the level changes. So the kind of the usual things that you kind of mark, you know, as distance, like, oh, that's, I think that's underwater, or you're seeing it in a different way. I think the thing that I like most about it is seeing people kind of come back from town and everyone's kind of, you know, carrying like things that you wouldn't imagine would travel on a boat, you know, televisions and shelving and heaps of shopping and bikes and, you know, kids and dogs and cats.